It's a wonderful time of praise and thanksgiving for everything that God has given to us. And what are you thankful for this morning? Anybody?
Well, I made a dad joint on that flight.
Thank you, Mama's doing better.
Good.
Yeah. Full flight all the way up and all the way back to the ground.
Yeah.
That's what I woke up.
Amen. And we're also grateful that you're here this morning. And we no longer pass the plate in the sanctuary since COVID, but there is an offering basket in the narthex for your own free will time to support the little church. And we thank you for your support financially, spiritually, and prayerfully. Any other thanksgiving this morning?
I'm thankful we have a church to meet at.
Thank you, yes. Yes, thank you. Small as we are, we have a church that not only allows the Holy Spirit to be present, but we worship and encourage one another because of that.
Yes.
Because of what we just sung on that song, Are You Able?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm thankful to save us all.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thankful
for all of the love and support from this church.
Amen. Yeah. You know, that's one thing that Phil and I always have some good conversations over the years about a lot of different things. And, we've all come to the conclusion, at least I have, that dialogue is good. Debate is good. You know, having a good conversation. But we don't always agree. So we can agree to disagree on some issues, but still love. And that's what we got to do. Because I disagree with my son a lot, but I still love him. And he disagrees with me. He don't even call me anymore. But I still love him. I mean, if he ever shows up, I'll be like the prodigal father. And you know, so that's my prayer. And so I think all of us are that way. And we think about relationships in general or politicians and this and that. You know, as long as we focus on the most important thing, which is God, and we can, because there's all different denominations and different things, but we know God is Jesus. And so as long as we can keep God at the center, that's why it says in God we trust. For our leaders at one time decided it's an important thing to keep God at the center. Do we agree on all the things that God does, or we don't know, but we still love Him because He's given us life. Anyhow, I start preaching before I preach. With that, how about singing the doxology? It simply means praise.